Breaking news, the active shooter incident at Brown University. School officials alerting students to lock their doors, silence their phones, and take cover. The late developments just in. Also breaking, the deadly attack on American troops in the Middle East. Two Army soldiers and a civilian interpreter killed in an attack in Syria, according to the Pentagon, in what officials say was likely an ISIS ambush. Tonight, President Trump's warning the U.S. will retaliate. Tens of millions on alert for snow and Arctic cold. Whiteout conditions in some areas causing massive pileups. Jackknife trucks and traffic backed up for miles. Where this is headed next, and the sub-zero temperatures tonight. Newly released 911 calls from that deadly UPS plane crash in Kentucky.
The sky's black. The plane just crashed.
Hear from the witnesses who called in just moments after the flight went down. Inside the secret mission to get Venezuela's opposition leader out of the country. And after accepting the Nobel Peace Prize, what is Maria Corina Machado's vision for the future? Skiing superstar Lindsey Vonn keeping up her comeback for the ages. How she finished in her second day at the World Cup. Plus a comeback of another kind. As online shopping sets records this holiday season, why those big catalogs we all used to get in the mail are making a return. And there's good news tonight about hundreds of people stepping up and lighting up the night to spread holiday cheer.
This is NBC Nightly News with Jose Diaz-Balart.